This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Tuesday that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in a key eastern city, Russia could begin building international support for a deal that would require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. He also invited the leader of China, long aligned with Russia, to visit. And Bakhmut fell, if it fell, to Russian forces, their president, Vladimir Putin, would sell this victory to the West, to his society, to China, to Iran, Zelensky said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press. The Ukrainian leader spoke to the AP aboard a train, shuttling him across the country to cities near some of the fiercest fighting and others where his country's forces have successfully repelled Russian invasions. The U.S. House of Representatives, top Republican, pressing President Biden to negotiate on lifting the nation's borrowing authority. We get more from Sagar Magani.
In a letter, Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president is now on the clock. It's time to set a meeting to avoid a crisis. So far, number two Senate Republican John Thune says the president's been unwilling.
Frankly, I think it's ridiculous.
The White House response to McCarthy?
We've seen the letter, but where's the budget?
Spokeswoman Olivia Dalton repeating what the president's long said. McCarthy and the GOP should publicly present their own budget ideas. Here at the White House, officials insist the president will not entertain proposed program cuts simply in exchange for lifting the debt limit. McCarthy and Republicans say he must for debt ceiling legislation to move ahead. Sagar Magani at the White House.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at the VOA.com and the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Biden on Tuesday urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abandon a judicial overhaul proposal that led to a massive protest that is, in Israel, prompting the Israeli leader to say he does not make decisions based on pressure from abroad. Netanyahu on Monday delayed the overhaul proposal after large numbers of people took to the streets in protest. The White House initially said in response that Netanyahu should seek a compromise on the issue. Netanyahu said his administration was striving to make reforms via broad consensus. There's likely no action from a Trump grand jury this week. We get more on the story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money paid on Donald Trump's behalf is not expected to take up that inquiry again this week, meaning that any potential vote on an indictment probably won't happen until next week at the earliest. That's according to two people who are familiar with the matter. The panel did meet Monday. David Pecker, a longtime Trump friend and the former chief executive of the parent company of the National Enquirer, was seen Monday leaving the building where the grand jury has been meeting. Trump himself has ratcheted up anticipation that an indictment could be near by posting on his social media platform that he expected to be arrested imminently. His representatives later said that they had not received any such indication on timing from Manhattan prosecutors. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ghana's military is training to crack down on illegal overfishing in the Gulf of Guinea, much of it by Chinese-owned boats. We get more from Harry Wilkins.
Chaukor is a fishing village in the Ghanaian capital of Accra. Here, fishermen eke out a living on the shores of the Gulf of Guinea. Gulf of Guinea countries, however, could be losing up to $2.3 billion annually to illegal fishing, says the Institute for Security Studies. Much of it is carried out by boats with Ghanaian flags, but according to the non-profit Environmental Justice Foundation, 90% of these boats have Chinese owners. As coastal communities like Chaukor continue to struggle, troops from Ghana's Navy have been taking part in a joint training exercise with US forces focusing on maritime security. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
The U.S. ambassador to Somalia said the Somali government's military operations against al-Shabaab have cost the militants one-third of their territory. Since January, the United States donated weapons to the Somali National Forces to support operations against al-Shabaab. The U.S. also trained an elite Somali army unit. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.